One of my favorite parts about being a priest is visiting families in their homes for a meal. I've had countless times where I've been able to visit people and break bread around their table, swap stories, hear about who they are, have some good laughs, and to pray together. And before I say goodnight, there's usually one last thing I do before leaving when it's the first time I'm visiting that home. I ask, hey, before I leave, can I bless your house? Oh, Father, sure, that would be great. Yeah, thank you. Okay, let's do it. And then comes the unexpected surprise. I put my stole on, get out my little blessing book, and then I say, okay, I'm going to say a few prayers, and then when I'm done, I'm going to get my holy water, and you can lead me around the house, and I'll bless each room. Each room, Father? Why don't we just stick with the kitchen and the first floor? That'll be good, right? Jesus will get the rest, right? The angels will do the rest. And I get it, right? We all grew up in homes and families, and when company comes over, usually you clean up the common areas, the kitchen, the dining room, the living room, and you shove all the laundry into the upstairs. All the toys get shoved in the corner of the kids' room, whatever it is. We've all been there. Unmade beds, laundry, toys, posters of Hollywood crushes, rock bands, whatever it is. People just get a little bit awkward about having a minister of the church just come in and just sprinkle some holy water in some of these rooms that were unexpected. So I just say, well, you want the Holy Spirit to be in all the parts of your house, right? Yes. So at this point, the parents are either thinking, why do we invite this priest over? Or they're like kicking their kids, like, go make your bed. Go make your bed right now. But the fact is, when I'm doing these house blessings, I really don't care what's behind those doors. I don't care what's in the basement. I don't care what laundry is in there or what posters are hung up in the rooms. I'm there because this is the Lord coming to bring blessing, coming to bring his love, his peace, his goodness. That's what it's about. No matter what's behind that door, the Lord wants to come and bring life and bring holiness. When Jesus' friend Lazarus dies, he comes and he weeps over him. And Martha and Mary are weeping over their brother and weeping over why Jesus didn't do something. And then when Jesus wants to do something, what do they say? Jesus says, take away the door to the tomb. Oh no, Jesus. Oh no, we can't do that. There's going to be a stench. It's been 4 days. You don't want to go and see what's in there. That's not for you. Martha actually tries to tell Jesus that this is a place where he cannot go and should not go. And what does Jesus say to her? Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. He's telling her, like Martha, don't you get it? Wherever I go, I bring resurrection. I bring life. It's who I am. That's why I'm here. There's no place and no room and no cave and no tomb where I cannot do something amazing. And he asks for her faith. Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God? Do you believe this? And Martha gives her faith. Yes, Lord, I do believe, I do, that you are the one we've been waiting for. Okay. They take away the stone in front of the tomb, and Lazarus comes out alive. Friends, in our lives, we can, with our souls, do what I've seen countless families do in their homes. That as soon as the Lord says, hey, here's somewhere I want to come. I want to bring resurrection and life. And we can say all of a sudden, oh no, Lord. And we begin to run through the hallway, slamming doors shut so the Lord doesn't see. And, with a house with some messy rooms and some laundry and unmade beds, whatever. There's nothing immoral about that. But in our hearts and our souls, we do that because we can so often be so ashamed of what God will see. We don't want the Lord to see us there. We're so afraid of God seeing us there. We're afraid of what Jesus will say, what he will do, how he will look upon us. And we try and keep those tombs shut. Places where there's darkness, where there's sin, where there's a stench. We might even say, Lord, you just have to pass this by. There's nothing you can do here. It's too late. It's too far gone. It's been there forever. Just go somewhere else, would you? You don't want to go there. Inside of me, inside of my soul. That's precisely what the Lord comes and says to us, like he said to Martha. Do you not know that I am the resurrection and the life? Wherever I go, I bring resurrection. I bring life. Let me in, and you will be amazed at what I can do. The Lord doesn't really care what's behind that door. He doesn't care what's in that room of our soul. The Lord really doesn't even care what kind of sin it is. It's really not that interesting to Jesus. What he's interested in is giving you life and doing something new in your soul. This Wednesday, we have an amazing opportunity to let the Lord do this in our Lenten Reconciliation service, where in the sacrament of reconciliation, we simply say, Lord, I'm going to open the door to this tomb. I'm going to open the doors to my soul, and you can go wherever you want. I'm not going to say, you can only go here and only go there. I'm going to let you in. I'm going to let you see all of me. Friends, this Wednesday, I invite all of you to come celebrate the sacrament of reconciliation, whether it's been a year or 5 years or 50 years, to come and to believe, like Martha and Mary, that Jesus is resurrection and life. That's who he is. He only comes to bless. He only comes to make us whole. He really doesn't care what unmade laundry and what unmade bed and what sin is behind those doors of your soul, but he wants you to open the door so he can come in and change you. If you want to live life with courage, if you want to live life with zest, if you want to live life without being ashamed and embarrassed about what's inside of you, then do what Martha and Mary did. Allow the Lord to enter. Repent of your sins. Trust that he is good and that he is the resurrection and the life. He is resurrection. He is life. This week, let him in.